What do you think kind of clicked in there for Jack after the first inning? He goes out there in the second with the 3-run lead, takes off.
No, the first couple of pitches were a little around the zone. They were in the zone, and I think it was more of a mindset, more set better sides to home plates. And the second inning, it was a completely different pitcher. Obviously, I was trying to give him a better target. My best target was low. I mean, it was down, not low, down. And he executed really well. I think he's going to keep doing that.
When he has that much to work with, then spots the fastball, then is able to go with the slider curve. How much fun is that to call a game like that?
I mean, it's whenever a pitcher can execute down and away, down and in, up and away, up and in, it's going to be tough for the hitters to even make contact. When you have a pitcher commanding the fastball and darting it, it's going to be really hard for the hitters to stay on something else. It's going to be really fun for me to keep calling games like that. And like I said, like I saw him, he looks completely different today. And I'm really glad that I went back to work with him.
You've seen him as a hitter when he's pitching like that. What's that like as a receiver when he's working like he was working tonight?
What was that? Excuse me?
You faced him as a hitter when he looked like he looked tonight. What's that like as a catcher to catch that when he's on?
It's fun. I mean, when he's like that like bottom of the zone is tough to hit. I remember when I used to face him, for me it was tough because whenever he's able to spot the fastball down and away and down and in, it's going to be tough for him to pick up the fastball. So I think that's the biggest key for us, and especially for him, just establish down in the zone and then climb the ladder after that.
What was it like for you after whatever the last 10 days have been like? You go out tonight and it goes that well. The execution is there, the game plan is there, and it goes that well.
I mean, I think tonight was, I just put my focus on staying the same pitch with Flaherty. I think whatever passed in the last few days, I didn't think about it. I know that those are things that I can control. The only thing that I can control is to be the best version of Wilson Contreras, and that's what I did tonight.
You described that meeting that you had with Jack and with Adam before Chicago as kind of an icebreaker between your and Jack's relationship. How can a conversation like that strengthen your trust and communication?
I mean, that was I think that was something that they needed to see out of me. They need to see a real Wilson Contreras. I'm not saying that I was trying to act differently, but they know that I care a lot. And that probably was something that they needed to see out of me, and they did. And that meeting went really well. And when I said that was an icebreaker, it was it.
Wilson, you guys played well on the road. To come back and have this kind of game in a place where you guys haven't played some of your best games at home here, what does that say for this homestand? But you guys got the division leaders, Dodgers coming in next, for you guys to make a statement like this in a game one of this homestand?
I mean, everything started back in Chicago when we landed there. Like I said, Goldie didn't say some words into a meeting that was really helpful. We talk about focusing win one game at a time, and focusing winning one series at a time. And if we focus on that, we're going to have the results at the end of the year.
You think this is a big deal then, to up against the Brewers, their first game back, to have a big win like that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we had a really nice road trip. We won 5 out of 6, and we're coming home, and we keep playing the same level we have played for the last week. It's huge for us. Especially with that road trip or stuff, like last night we land around 3 o'clock in the morning, and everybody shows up like nothing happened. Like we were well rested, and that's it. We show hard today.
That big hug with Jack in the dugout feel like after he was done?
Oh man, I feel way different for sure. I feel so good. I'm proud of that guy, to be honest. I know that I've only been here for a few months, and seeing him go through his vision is really impressive. But putting his mindset wherever he did put it is even better.
You guys as a team now playing the way you kind of all expected to play, how much can that just add confidence to a group that, okay, this is what it's supposed to look like, now we can confidently go out there and keep that going?
I mean, this ball club is used to winning, and that's what we're here for, right? We have a tough month last month. Today, like this month, was a little struggle for us, but then we find our rhythm, and that's, I think that's it. Everything is a matter of time. It's 162 games for a reason, and I'm not saying that if we lost another 100, it's going to be good, but making adjustment at the right time and right away is going to be good.